We are newsworthy. Angelique Eaglewoman, a representative of the Indigenous Roundtable, concluded a presentation of Native American sovereignty with those words. For many years, she says that Native American people have been scrutinized by the general media, often viewed negatively or only given attention from the media if deemed worthy. Eaglewoman believes that Native Americans are newsworthy, not just in a negative light. She offers her idea of how the media should change their approach in publicizing Native Americans.
So you come to our leaders, we have public relations officers, and talk to us about what are your top five stories this month. It's about collaboration and partnership and talking to communities.
Eaglewoman wants the general media to not just focus on the tensions and problems between the U.S. government and Native Americans. As a Native woman, Eaglewoman is a minority within a minority. She shared that she is often overlooked, much like her fellow Native Americans, by the general media. To turn that around, Eaglewoman pursued the idea of becoming a tribal lawyer at a young age, and later a law professor at Mitchell Hamlin.
So I always kept up my academics, but I was around a lot of alcoholism and drug use and incarceration and a lot of things going on. But from time to time, I would have relatives tell me that they saw what I was doing, the effort I was putting into academics, and they would encourage me and tell me, you know, we don't have a law-trained judge. We don't have a Native lawyer. Keep going, keep going.
Even as a lawyer, though, Eaglewoman has obstacles.
As a Native law professor, I've been interviewed on specific issues, and at times, I've been misquoted.
Being misquoted by the media can lead to feeding the sensationalized negative view of Native Americans. More drastic negative media attention can cause the survival of Native Americans to decrease.
So you can see when something happens with our gaming industry, with casinos, then that somehow gets blown up in the news, whereas the things that we want reported on may not ever see any attention whatsoever. And gaming is something that is a traditional pastime for us, just like any other society. We bet on pony races. Women had dice games. We still have traditional games that we gamble with. But then when we opened bingo halls, that the missionaries told us to play bingo on Sundays, when we actually did it, now everybody wants a piece of it and wants to regulate it. It has been the single most important funding source for us. This is how the tribes pay their bills. This is how we have Head Start. This is how we take care of ourselves.
Still, Eaglewoman believes the media can change the view of Native Americans with more collaboration that brings out the positive light within tribal nations. This is Tuisa Trong of NPR Radio Camp 2023.